Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Thursday, January 26th. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Juliet Bennett-Rylett, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're going to be diving into the lobbying dollars behind big tech and big balloon, and also asking the question of whether or not it is possible to de-age yourself and live longer and how much it costs. And as Juliet will help explain, a few startups in the space are trying to make this a reality, as well as at least one dude who thinks he can do it for a couple million bucks each year. But first, let's take a look at what else is going on in tech and business today. Let's get crack-a-lacking. All right, Juliet, what do you got?
So Netflix reportedly plans to launch paid sharing by late March, which means you may soon have to pay to give your passwords to people outside your household. So if you've got an ex or your mom or a friend on the account and they don't live with you, you may have to tell them it's time to get their own account or pay a couple bucks to add them to yours.
Yes, it's going to be a sorry time for a lot of exes, I think. And Netflix, I'm pretty sure in their last shareholder letter said more than 100 million households are sharing their password with someone who's using it outside of the household. So this is a big opportunity for them.
Yeah, I don't let anyone share mine because they'd mess up my algorithm.
Ah, yes, the algorithm, the sacred algorithm.
I don't need your recommendations with my recommendations.
Okay? Right, it's true. One thing I saw that was interesting was Gemba, a startup that develops executive training courses in VR that you can take basically as a legless avatar, raised an $18 million Series A. And its website says its courses and networking opportunities are more relevant than an MBA, more engaging than video calls, and that they're held in stunning virtual reality. By the way, they also cost more than $7,000 or so per person, or over $1 million for an enterprise subscription.
That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. And I have to say, I have not taken these courses. I'm not an executive and taking executive training in VR, but I don't know if anything really has stunning virtual reality just yet, especially when the baseline is just legless avatars.
Yeah, not at home. I think at home, it's probably not stunning VR.
Right, right.
Speaking of things that cost too much, you may have heard that Splash Mountain, that's an old log flume ride at Disney World. It's based on the film Sound of the South. It opened in 1992 at Walt Disney World, and it just closed because they're going to put in a new attraction, Tiana's Bayou Adventure, based on The Princess and the Frog. Now, however, there's people on eBay who have apparently bottled water from the ride and are now selling it as like genuine Splash Mountain water that you can't get anymore. Some people, $20, at least one seller, $1,000 for a bottle of this probably gross water. I mean, not to put anything on Disney, but you know what? I don't think it's probably very hygienic. And also for $1,000, it better give me like magical powers.
Yeah, it's probably not a nice brown hue to it, but this reminds me of, you'll find anything on eBay. My favorite eBay rabbit hole is Doritos and Cheetos and chips that are supposedly shaped like Jesus and whatnot that go for thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Again, if like for the price, they should have some sort of miracle attached to them.
For sure. Well, in other news, this startup, Do Not Pay, was planning on having its AI legal assistant secretly instruct a defendant in court via earpiece this month. Now, the company was planning to pay any fines imposed, but it appears the CEO was warned he could be thrown in jail for 6 months for pulling the stunt, and now it appears they have decided not to go through with it, which is a shame because it would have been very viral and entertaining stunt, although I understand his concern.
Yeah, probably not worth a 6-month sentence. Unless he could serve it on house arrest, which is exactly what Anna Sorokin is doing. She is, as you may recall, the convicted fraudster and the subject of Netflix Inventing Anna. She pretended to be a German heiress known as Anna Delvey, scammed a lot of people out of a lot of money. Anyhow, she's getting her own TV show. There's no justice in the world. It's called Delvey's Dinner Club. In every episode, she's going to invite some people over to her house to have dinner with her and have some frank conversations. It's going to be at her apartment in New York because she actually can't leave. She's on house arrest. So.
Oh, wow. Well, in other news, Tesla reported earnings yesterday after the bell, beating revenue expectations. Automotive revenue hit $21.3 billion for the fourth quarter, representing 33% growth year over year. And shares were about flat after hours. All right. So one thing I was looking into yesterday was some lobbying numbers from last year and tech lobbying numbers. By the way, not today, but another time, I think maybe we'll do a story on the Balloon Council, Big Balloon, which spent around $80,000 lobbying as recently as 2019. But today we'll be focused on tech lobbying. And unsurprisingly, as tech giants continue to grow and grow, they're arguably facing more antitrust scrutiny than ever. You could think of issues like Amazon undercutting and promoting some of its own products, or Apple pretty much forcing companies with an app in their app store to use their in-app payment process, or Google and its dominance over the digital advertising industry. Now, last year, Amazon, Meta, Google, Microsoft, and Apple collectively increased lobbying spend 5%. Interestingly, though, Apple specifically really hit the gas, growing their lobbying spent 44% to $9.4 million. Public filings show the company lobbied on everything from antitrust bills, online privacy issues, to taxes, semiconductors, climate change, immigration, LGBTQ issues, and more, according to CNBC. But there's obviously a world outside of these companies. And elsewhere across tech, there was an increased focus on lobbying for things like semiconductors. You know, Intel increased their lobbying spend 72%. Micron spent $4.2 million lobbying, up 118%. And this was all in context of the government working on the CHIPS and Science Act last year. There's also increased focus on crypto. Coinbase spent $3.4 million lobbying in 2022. The Blockchain Association increased their spend 111% year over year. And we also saw an increased focus on TikTok. Its parent company, ByteDance, increased their lobbying spend 4% to $4.9 million. Though I will say it's unclear how much that's helped their cause this last year or so. By the way, for more detailed information on industry and company-specific lobbying, you can check out this cool website, Open Secrets, which has some great breakdowns of that data.
Yeah, that's a good rabbit hole. For a nice Sunday it afternoon is, rabbit hole.
It's a great rabbit hole. And also, because where else are you going to find things like the Balloon Council?
Exactly.
All right, Juliet. I guess the question we're exploring, or that you explored today, is it possible to get younger?
So yeah, that's an interesting quandary. I mean, on the one hand, no, but some scientists appear to think so. This is all centered around this Bloomberg piece that came out today. It's all about this tech entrepreneur named Brian Johnson. He's 45, chronologically, he's 45 years old. But he spends $2 million a year and has a very rigorous structured life to attempt to decrease the medical age of his organs.
Okay.
Which sounds weird, but it's really interesting. So Johnson was the founder of this payment processor company called Braintree. After he was done setting all that up, he was out of shape, depressed. He was what can I do with my life? So he sold the company for $800 million in 2013 and then just got really into health. And now he's kind of a de-aging guinea pig. He's got a team of 30 plus experts that are running these experiments on him.
30 experts.
Yeah, doctors and other people. And he's just I think in the article it was described as he's almost donated his body to science for this process.
Like a living cadaver almost.
Yeah, but his his routine, and he documents this online. So like if anybody has $2 million lying around or just wants to like try parts of it, you can go see everything he does in a day. He wakes up at like 5 a.m. He immediately, he takes like 20 supplements and various medicines over the course of a day. He's got an hour long exercise that he does every day. He goes to sleep at the same time. He's got a very strict sleeping schedule. And his diet is an all vegan diet, and he consumes exactly 1,977 calories per day. And on top of that, he's testing all the time, stool, urine, blood, everything, like constant testing to measure his progress. And Johnson claims that he has the lung capacity, the skin, and the gums, at least according to his dentist, of someone decades younger. And his teeth routine is like brushing, flossing, water picking, tea tree oil, something else that I never heard of. Like, I mean, this is a guy who's really taken care of himself.
Right.
And it is all online. So if you're like, hey, I want to do this, like you can go see what he does every single day. And I must admit, not all of his recipes, because some are literally just like sludge made out of vegetables. But some of them actually, like the salads, I was like, oh, that sounds really good. Like I would eat that. So I may even make some of his recipes in the coming weeks.
There you go. And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupion. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you can go sign up at thehustle.co/email. Hope you have a terrific Thursday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI and the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.